Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. I feel good today, D'Anthony. I feel spry. I don't know why.
You probably haven't drank in a few days.
And also I had another Papa Bowl back there for lunch today. My God, they're delicious. This was another bowl of just toppings. And I really want to commend Papa John's on that. Not a sponsor, but with that Papa Bowl, you almost kind of want them to be.
I think it would be good to replace. So, instead of having, sometimes I'll get a taco bowl, right? Mm-hmm. Which is not get one, but I'll make one, which is just taco meat, cheese, salsa, maybe some avocado or something like that. And I'll eat chips on the side with it. But I think these pizza bowls with some nice, I'm not going to mention the brand name, but some nice chips would be better than just bread, like having a normal pizza.
Yeah.
Crunchy.
I would say it was delightful. Do the sort of Italian nacho situation, fry some pasta.
Yeah, you could do that. You could take the lasagna noodles and just fry them up. Yeah, those are maybe the little
bow ties, farfalle or whatever.
Farfalle, yeah. Just calm the fuck down, dude. What's the matter with you?
Farfalle. I'm drinking a cold brew. I'm having a good day.
You're drinking beer?
No, I'm drinking a cold brew. I wish I was drunk today, but
why not? You've earned it. Hot Bob closed on his house today.
Oh, I didn't know that
accomplished. He's a real live homeowner again. In the Austin area. So cheers. It's a tough time out there right now, Bob. You got in just under the wire,
Right under the fucking wire. And look, I'm going to be getting pretty fucking bombed on like Saturday, but I'm still like packing and shit tonight. So life sucks.
Okay, got it.
Life sucks ass.
I tell you, you're not getting more bombed on Saturday than I am.
No.
Not one fucking prayer, bud.
Or like our first story, the guy from the first story, Bob, if you could pull up that picture for us, it would be amazing. As you know, Amazon Prime is now hosting the Thursday night football games, which have been very good for the NFL. I don't know who's in charge of scheduling. Maybe it's Jeff Bezos. So far, we're in week 3. They've been really great matchups. Tonight is actually an old school rivalry between the Browns and the Steelers at 8 p.m. on Amazon Prime. Not a sponsor, but we want them to be. And a photo has been floating around the internet that I wanted to get your take on.
Sure.
There's a Steelers fan who posted a picture of his date night game side piece tonight that he's going to be with. And I kept getting sent this picture over and over and over again. People on the internet are asking, is this a flex to pose with your sex doll?
Interesting choice on the hair.
Did you not think it was a real person? I thought it was a real person at first.
It's the faces, I mean, you know, from a distance might play.
Yeah. Well, the screen is 30 feet away. Yeah.
It is. It's so far away, it looks like a real person.
No, it definitely doesn't look like a real person, but it does.
Bob and I were fooled. I was fooled.
It looks more like a real person than most sex dolls I've seen.
It does. This is a really good sex doll. So that begs the question, if you, because we know how much these things are, right? Oh, yeah. So we spent $2,000 on ours.
That one's probably $5,000 or more, if I had to guess.
Well, we got, I think, 30% off with the sex doll. So, like, it would have been $3,000.
Yeah.
But that's a really great sex doll. Is that a power flex? Are you more impressed by an expensive Rolex or an expensive sex doll?
Well, you know, really, it's about, Drip is about, it's about, you know.
That's the first time in my life I've heard you say the word drip.
Yeah, well, drip is about, you know, personalizing something. Some people like cars. Some people like shoes, watches. Some people like sex dolls, right? So if that's the choice you're making in life, to that's your luxury item, right? Yeah, show it off. Why not?
Actual drip.
He's peacocking.
Actual drip. Yeah, I mean, actual drip.
I mean, he's peacocking with the fucking green bright ass hair too. He's not trying to obfuscate the fact that this is a sex doll.
Not at all. And he's obviously, he's proud too that, like, sure. Hey, dude, game night's tonight.
Can you put the picture back up and let's take a look at her hand and see what that's going on. Can you zoom in on the hand, Bob?
Bob. Can you do that? It looks like a French tip, and I will say this: having bought a sex doll before for the show, when it came, it had a French tip manicure, as this.
I'm less concerned about the manicure and more concerned about the way the position of the hand itself.
I didn't even notice that.
He's doing the fucking fighter pose, basically, like the fist, the boxer pose, and she's got I don't know what that is. It's a strong hand, I guess.
Well, if you notice the curvature of it, that is a perfect HJ hand right there. So you gotta warm up the engine.
Western grip.
That is a Western grip. That is not a Continental grip.
No.
That's a Western grip for sure.
That's a Western grip before. Rarely seen and or used, but when it is, you obviously applaud it. So with this guy, pop one more time in that picture, Bob. With the fist next to her face, it's also nice for the NFL because they're trying to get away from the domestic violence issues that they've been going through. At least if you're going to do it, and if you're a Steelers fan, because I think the Browns are actually going to win this game tonight, you might as well take your anger out on a fake doll than a real woman.
Yeah, this might be a solution for a lot of their problems. Instead of telling people to count to 10,
yeah,
just buy a sex doll and beat the Christ out of it whenever you feel like it.
I agree. And then maybe at the end of the game, instead of interviewing somebody like a Tom Brady or whoever is the player of the game, you say, look, congratulations, here's a sex doll. And then you can trot one of those out in their own uniform or the other person's.
I mean, it's a merchandising opportunity as well, because let's say a really popular athlete brings their sex doll with them up on to the fucking conference stage afterwards, right?
Yeah.
And gives the sex doll its own jersey and number and name. Then you could sell that jersey.
Well, it's going to be 69. We know that.
Sure, but, well, maybe. Offensive linemen use that number sometimes, but you could also sell the sex doll and jersey as a combo deal, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe this guy's got a fucking deal with Adam and Eve.
He might. Not sure that they sell sex dolls, though. That's a high price item, and it's special. Why are you rolling your eyes, Delco?
I was going to say we could check.
Yeah, we can
check.
They
do. I've put them on the screen.
Yeah. Oh, you have?
I'm pretty sure they offer everything.
Pop them up. Well, look, promo code Drinking Bros gets you 50% off and free shipping, but pop them up. I want to see the quality of these sex dolls.
Yeah,
are they good, though?
I mean, they're Adam and Eve, so yeah, I would imagine
that. I think we got a
quality product.
With Kitty here is probably... Yeah,
we're not going to be able to put this on the screen.
Well, no.
You
can't, because you're going to see the other shots.
See the tits.
That's a good one, though. How much is that, Bob?
By the way, look, manicure, same.
How much?
This is $2,999.
That's exactly. Sorry, the same one we bought. Well, I'll tell you, price too.
I'll tell you what. That does sound like a lot of money, but it's quite a bit less than you're going to lose in the divorce.
Half off.
It is half off. So you get 50% off and free shipping. Oh, look at that hole. Boy, that is something to believe in. It's a very realistic vagina. Did not get that photo when we bought ours on the show a few years
ago. Now, are you able to take a picture of somebody's vagina and send it in and go like, "This is the one I want"? Because I know you like.
I think so.
Your grandmother's was like, you've got a picture of it at your house.
Sure. I mean, we've got it framed.
It's a painting. But
R.I.P.
Well, yeah. Sometimes I think they do the mold, right?
Yeah, they will. Now, look, I also, you need to look a little closer to where I've moved it.
Ah, the B-hole. Man, that is.
It's a pretty accessible B-hole.
That's a Hope Solo pick. I don't want to say she started a trend, but she started a trend.
I feel like it's a lot easier to replicate a butthole than it is a vagina. There's a lot more stuff going on.
I agree. What's that pose, Bob? The one that's where she's lying on the floor.
Oh, this is after Ray Rice has knocked her ass out. So they want to make sure you know that it's fine for you to assault the doll afterwards. Yeah, there's no look. It's a victimless crime.
You really gotta get after it now.
There's only one left in stock.
I understand. Oh, is there put that up there? So there's a feet pick too. Man, they're really going all out at Adam and Eve. That one you can show at least. Okay.
What are the studs in the bottom of that
thing? I think it's for a stand.
Yeah, so she stays relatively in place.
Oh, so you can put her back in your trophy case when you're done.
Correct.
You're fucking shadow box.
Well, it's a fuck trophy. You know? That's what it is.
I think a baby is a fuck trophy.
Oh, God.
No, that's what they're called.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before.
Yeah, we can show this pic for the full body.
All right. Yeah, there we go. All right, now let's see the legs, because everybody complained about the legs when we had the legs on the show.
Yeah, maybe zoom in or, yeah, there we go. Do that.
Okay.
Don't go to another picture while it's live.
Yeah, definitely not.
Oh, she's got a little bit of a fucking swollen foot there.
So that's what people complained about when we brought our sex doll on the show.
Yeah.
Was it 3 or 4 years ago? And everybody was like, man, I could get into it, but the legs were weird. They're kind of hot dog legs.
The hands and feet were both all bent up and weird. Yeah.
Well, I understand the hands.
Well, it looked like King Charles a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, zoom in on those legs, Bob. Let's see that. Because those are kind of weird looking there.
Is there any way you can pop it up on screen? Is there any way we can get a fat one and then complain about it being fat all the time?
Yeah. You 100%.
For a more realistic experience.
Yeah, pop in, zoom in on that, Bob. So, put that on screen.
Yeah, so here's what I think the problem is. If upper calf looks okay, but once you get down into the ankle area. It
doesn't really taper that much.
No. Yeah. Well, those are some cankles.
Maybe she's just skipping leg day.
Maybe.
Which is a problem all its own.
Yeah, for women. You know, for men, obviously, it's beach muscles only, and that's kind of it. But, yeah, if you're out there and you want one, there's one left, you said?
One left in stock.
Son of a bitch. So, all right, now that her name's Kitty. Her name is Kitty? What's the government, process to rename your sex?
It's $150. You just go down to the courthouse.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You drag it down there?
Well, I wouldn't recommend dragging. You're going to damage the doll. Put it in a wheelchair or something like that. Then you could pretend it's a real person, and if somebody tries to challenge you, you're like, hey, handicapped, hello.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bob, definitely don't show that butthole shot right there. But I like that they went there with it, because if you're going to spend $3,000 on a doll, you want to see all these positions.
You know what my favorite part of this is it was somebody's job to pose the doll like this.
What's this one, Bob? What do we got? What are we having here?
Dinner and drinks.
No fucking way. No, she's making the dinner, though. She's bringing the drinks.
No dude is going to fucking have a fantasy where he's cooking for the woman. Come on, man.
This isn't the Bear. Yeah, I understand it.
So it's like a combo easy bake oven sex doll situation.
Sure, you just put the ingredients in
her belly and it spits them out later.
All right, so my final verdict is this. Knowing how much these things cost, I think it's a flex. I don't know why they're making fun of this guy.
No, because to be honest, the one he had looks like it's probably even more expensive than
that. So, I mean, dude, that's a big boy purchase. You're also watching the game with your best friend.
Beyond just the flex, you can also demonstrate your value to real women. Like, look how much care I'm taking of my sex doll.
Yeah.
Like, I'm willing to spend a lot of money to be satisfied, and that should speak to a female, I think.
It sure should. Now, the French manicure, I don't really understand, because that's coming on all of them. And I guess maybe that's the way to separate it. I know on the one we bought, you could swap out the eyeballs, so there was two different eye colors, so you could pop in green eyes and blue eyes on ours.
No, you just keep the eyes out.
Oh, God, why would you do that? You want to bird box it?
Yeah, more holes, baby.
Oh, gross.
There we go.
Bob. Yeah. You just close on a house for your wife and child, you know?
Yeah, they don't need to know.
Yeah. Now you're talking about fucking eye holes.
He's actually going to keep the old house, and it's just going to be full of eyeless sex dolls everywhere.
He lied to his wife. He's like, yeah, I sold that house. Nope. Yeah. You go in there, there's 184 sex dolls stacked
just
to the ceiling.
Just a flop house full
of pile of bodies. Yeah,
why not?
Hard to top that story, but we got a lot of them here.
I've got another thing before we get into all this shit.
God!
So yesterday at around noon, I believe, 12:30, something like that, we got an email that a kid at Kane School had written in, I think it was the bathroom or something, that he was going to shoot up the school on Thursday, right? So this is Tuesday this happened.
Okay.
And they apparently found it after school hours. Cops show up, blah, blah, blah. But they didn't notify any of us until midday in school the next day, right?
Okay.
So I feel like I'm workshopping this, just crowdsourcing, because I don't know. It kind of pissed me off. Because I feel like the school district and the school and even law enforcement has some obligation to let me know that a threat has been made before, so I can make the decision whether or not to send the child to school the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I intimated as much to these people in an email, and they said, whatever, like there was an ongoing investigation and we didn't want to interrupt that.
Okay.
So I just, what's your perspective on that?
As a parent?
Yeah.
So as a parent, because, you know, we've had kids in school and they've gone through like shooter drills and all that other stuff. If they've identified it and found the kid, it's probably best to separate it, figure out all the information first, obviously keep him out of school. If they did that, I think you're fine. Because what you don't want, and this is a guess on their parts, is to send out this email immediately panicking, shut down the school and everything else. It depends on how much they knew and when, I would say, because that would freak out pretty much everybody. Did they end up telling the children? Let me ask you that.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really talked to him about it because he doesn't care. But I let them. I'm not thrilled with the way they handled it. Like, it's not, I don't give a fuck about the investigation. If you've got to shut the school down, we shut the school down for a year and a half because of some fake fucking illness.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That doesn't even affect children. So they can't shut the school down for one day so I can make a fucking decision about whether or not to send, you know, a child into a potentially dangerous situation.
Yeah.
Like the what's happening here is I'm being told, one, I'm not allowed to have that information, and two, that I should just trust the authorities in the fucking school district. Now we see how that works out on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is not well.
I don't think there's a wrong way to feel about this, to be honest with you. It's 50-50 on this one. I know this. There is a lot of fake threats and things like that going on at schools, and it's a tough one whether or not you're shutting it down either way, but there's no wrong way to feel about it either way as a parent. You know, shit. Jesse, is she still here?
She
bounced.
Yeah.
All but shit's gone. Oh yeah, I would ask her, but as a parent, there's no wrong way to feel about it. I can tell you that. Like, shutting the school down is not going to hurt anything, like you said. And kind of figure it out and talking it over with anybody. It would depend on what the letter, you know, or what it said exactly.
It said, I'm going to shoot up the school on Thursday.
That's what it said. Yep. On what did they write it on the wall or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was written on the side of a bathroom stall in a Sharpie, with a Sharpie or something like that.
Okay. That's never good.
Nope.
Not at all.
And
what did they write back to you, just out of curiosity?
Let's see. The threat was reported Tuesday evening for a Thursday event. Law enforcement officers and district security staff spent the evening Tuesday investigating. Blah, blah, blah. We have to allow law enforcement to do their work, to locate and preserve evidence, interview potential witnesses, discover what has happened, and build a case if necessary. Mass messages from the school can sometimes hamper an active investigation, and we never want to do that. Deputies were concluding their investigation and working with the campus staff early Wednesday morning. At that time, we were not able to publicly say that the student had been identified, but we were clear to alert you that the investigation was underway. Well, that's not true, because they didn't tell me until like almost 1 p.m.
Right. So with that explanation, then I would have said shut down the school. Because if they're still working on it Wednesday morning up until school starts, no. So what's the fucking harm in shutting the school down?
Yeah.
So that would be my answer on this one in particular.
Yeah, and I wonder what, if any, legal recourse there might be for this. I mean, there seems to be this concerted effort by, like, I don't trust any public education facility. Those people are, like, going out of their way to indoctrinate. I'm tired of hearing all the fucking bitching. Like, oh, teachers spend money out of their own pocket to do stuff. Fuck you. Right? Like, you've been put in charge of children. And your response to that was to do shit, have private, like, and any adult that's having a private conversation with a child that's not theirs is wrong. Like, I'm entitled to know everything that child knows.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that this is essentially what's happening. It's they think, they believe that the state is a co-parent, right? That public school system is a co-parent. Fuck that shit.
Well, I will say with this. So with the emails, that goes through the school and it's not the teacher. So they don't have anything to do with that. And the reason
the reason I brought up the teacher is because teachers have been teaching children fucked up shit, right? Mm-hmm. So they've lost the trust of the public, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, look, in this issue, I would have said shut down the school.
Yeah. I emailed him yesterday and I said, he'll be returning to school and you can explain to me why you fucking did any of this shit. And they did explain why. I think they're wrong. So now I'm going to pursue some kind of other action and we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
I'm going to show up to the school board meeting probably. I think it's in, October and that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Probably wear a GoPro for that one.
Yeah. Those are always a blast. Mm-hmm. And they've got the camera overhead. Been to many of those school board meetings. Those are fun. The next story, not so fun. We got a liberal terrorist who's out there. This is a crazy story. He ran over a kid. What state was this in, Bob?
North Dakota.
That's right. North Dakota. So, with this one, man, I read this story, and this was one of the wildest ones I've ever read. We'll go through it here because he just got released on bond. A North Dakota man who allegedly admitted to fatally striking a teenager who was walking by his car because the pair had a political argument was released from jail on Tuesday after posting a $50,000 bond, which is not a lot of money for a murder. Shannon Brandt, 41. You have a picture of this guy? I saw the picture in the article that I read yesterday. Yeah, pop it up on screen there. He spent just days in county jail on criminal charges related to the death of an 18-year-old before posting his $50,000 bond and was released, according to the jail records. Brandt did not immediately respond to Fox News about it on Thursday. So Brandt admitted to striking the pedestrian with his car because he had a political argument with the pedestrian and believed the pedestrian was calling people to come and get him. A court document says Brandt admitted to leaving the scene of the incident and returning shortly after where he called 911. Now, a breathalyzer test later showed that Brandt's blood alcohol level was above the legal limits of 0.08.
That was a couple of hours after the incident, too.
Correct.
Which means he either was completely shit-faced or he continued drinking after the fucking incident. Right?
Yes. Now, the article that I read said that Brandt had actually, the kid had actually called his mom, and that's who he was calling.
Yep.
When Brandt actually drove over this 18-year-old kid who was a Republican and didn't share the same political views with him. Unless there's some kind of crazy dash cam footage that this guy has, I don't know how you let this guy out of jail.
Well,
and
no,
on bonds.
You can't use a vehicle as a weapon unless the other person has a lethal weapon in their hands.
Correct. So what I would want to know in this one in particular is, without some form of dash cam footage or ring footage or whatever, how you could possibly get out of jail for something like this
bonds. Well, I can tell you how.
Okay.
I can tell you how. He explained it, and it's legit. Okay. He said to the judge, Shannon Brandt did, he said, "I have a job, a life, and a house, and things I don't want to see go by the wayside, family that are very important to me."
Mm.
So, like, he's got stuff to do.
Oh, yeah. Super, okay. Super busy guy. So
yeah,
he was charged with criminal vehicular homicide.
Yep.
Like, so it's going to be first degree murder.
Yeah.
No question about that. Well, maybe. I don't know. They've already released a guy, so who knows? Also leaving the scene of a crash involving a death. He's also charged with driving under the influence. So just to be clear about all this shit, you can get drunk and murder a child with your vehicle because he's a Republican and be out in a few days, right? But if you walk through an open door into the Capitol and stay within the stanchions, you can be held indefinitely without being charged and called a domestic terrorist.
Yeah, this is a pretty wild interesting one, man. Right?
Have you seen any press about this anywhere?
I haven't.
Just Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter was that's where I found this article the other day.
Honestly, it's not even getting a ton of play on the conservative side.
No. Well,
Fox News was the one who reached out about this, obviously.
But for Fox, I don't watch Fox News, but in terms of like what's covered on online and stuff like that, it seems to be the sort of through the motions, like, because Fox covers everything
right
online. You know what right. I mean? They have a story about, like, I found some of the Adam Levine shit this morning for RPR just on Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like that type of coverage. It's not really like a huge story.
Well, here's my guess on this, because who was the kid who was allegedly screaming at the Navajo Indians and won all that money?
Sandman. Nicholas Sandman.
Yes. With that guy in that case, I think more of these media outlets are waiting instead of jumping to conclusions in case they got it wrong. I mean, this is fucking wild. If you don't have some form of footage this kid coming out with, you know, attacking the car or something like that.
But the court records showed that the dude admitted that they had been in an argument over politics. And then he thought the guy was on the phone calling his friends to show up. So he ran him over with his car while he was drunk.
Right.
That's what happened. But the kid turns out was on the phone with his fucking mom.
Yeah.
As court records and phone records have shown.
The other crazy thing about this.
And he murdered him.
Oh, yeah. The other craziest part about this is he called the cops on himself and said, I fucking just ran this kid over.
Yeah. Do you know, does anybody remember the name Daryl Brooks? Does that sound familiar?
No.
I want you to do me a favor. Google Waukesha Massacre. It's Waukesha. Google that and show me, just put it up on screen right now. You don't have to click on anything. And if you're at home listening, can't see this, I want you to do the same as well. Find Daryl Brooks' name anywhere on there, because what you'll see is a car ran somebody over or ran a bunch of people over and killed them, right? Not a person. So you can't even find this motherfucker's name unless you drill down into a fucking article somewhere.
I'll put it this way. I never knew his name until you just said it right now. I've never heard that guy's fucking name until you said it right now. Not once.
For what it's worth, the first blurb that comes up about it, it doesn't have his name, but it does say the driver killed people.
Oh, yeah. But if it was fucking, if it was like a member of the Proud Boys, it would be his fucking name, right? And his entire fucking personal history. These are the death throes of a dying republic. Political opponents are routinely labeled as enemies of the state simply for their dissent. And domestic terrorism laws are selectively applied where pieces of shit like this and Daryl Brooks go relatively unnoticed. And in this case, unpunished so far with impunity. It's fucking crazy.
So I just clicked over to a related link, the 2022 Buffalo shooting, which was also a terrorist incident, basically, where the white supremacist, black grocery store, whatever.
Right.
His name is not mentioned above the fold. And I actually have no idea what his name is either.
I don't know. I don't care.
But it's, yeah, he is also, just as a mass shooting occurred in Buffalo, New York, at Tops Friendly Supermarkets in the East Side neighborhood. 10 black people were killed and 3 people were injured.
The reason I brought up the Waukesha massacre is because, if you remember, the first 2 weeks of coverage said that a red SUV ran people over.
Yeah.
Right? There's no other way to say that. So, yeah, this is where we are now, right? It's like fucking, this is how Russia operates, right? So you criminalize everything, but you selectively apply the law. So anybody that disagrees with the fucking institution of power is now an enemy of the state by definition, and the state maintains a monopoly on violence. That is dystopian. That is a government that you need to overthrow, literally.
But Danny had things to do today. So... I mean, he had a grocery list.
I'm sure his family's happy that he's home after he got shit-faced and murdered somebody with his car. I'm sure his wife and children are super thrilled about that. I can't imagine what kind of unbearable cunt she is to allow him to stay in that house after that. What
is
a piece
married?
Of shit. Well, he said he had a family to go home to.
Oh,
that's why he had to get out of fucking prison.
Could be a dude, you know?
This guy, after what he's admitted, should be marched out into the city square, right in public, and shot right in the fucking face.
Yeah.
That's what he deserves.
That's wild, man. $50,000 bond, too. That's not a lot. Is it, Giorgio, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're only paying 10% of that, right? It's not the full 50.
No, a bond is...
is it the full amount?
If you use a bail bond.
Yeah.
It would be 10%. I have not quite aged to the point in which every old black man is also a certified legal attorney.
Okay.
I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, calling yourself an old black man?
It's a Dave Chappelle joke.
All right. But you're a white man, and I don't know if we can say that today, Giorgio. All right? Wrong day to choose it, okay?
Definitely not white in the eyes of some people.
That's true. That's true. It's questionable. You can pass for a lot of things. Pass for a lot of things. Next up, Russia has got a new master military plan. Russia on Tuesday paved the way for the formal annexation of swaths of Ukrainian territory, backing referendum plans in areas of Ukraine, its soldiers control, and a direct challenge to the West that could sharply escalate the war. And what appeared to be a choreographed request, Russian-backed officials across 15% of Ukrainian territory, an area about the size of Hungary or Portugal, lined up to request referendums on joining Russia. The self-styled... This is your favorite city.
Donetsk.
There you go.
And the Luhansk People's Republic. Yeah. The DPR and LPR, which Putin recognized as independent just before the invasion, and Russian-installed officials in the Kherson and whatever the fuck that word is, regions, mm-hmm. have asked for votes over less than 24 hours. So this isn't a new plan, by the way, because if you recall, about a week or two after this whole thing started, this is exactly what I told you was going to happen.
Right.
That they were fucking going to push further into the country, and then at some point they were going to hold elections or referendums or whatever you want to call them and try to annex Donetsk and Luhansk, because that's what they want, natural gas right there.
Yeah.
That's it. So this whole thing about how this is the fucking most impressive, greatest counteroffensive since World War II. No, it's going exactly to plan, right? Because Russia doesn't give a fuck about saving face in public. I mean, you can see, like, Putin's not even hiding what he's trying to do. Anybody that's in a cabinet level position or even in the government in any way that talks shit mysteriously falls down some stairs or out of a window.
Another guy got killed just
this week. Yeah. So it's like 10 dudes so far that are like major people in the Russian government or military that have just fucking, oops. I guess they're real clumsy over there in St. Pete.
You know what
I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here. But this has been the plan the entire time. Russia's plan is to chip off a little bit at a time, right? Because they know the West can't stop them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And they took fucking territory in Georgia under Bush. There was a lot of blowback, so they waited until fucking bitch-ass Obama was in office, and they took Crimea, and then they waited for bitch-ass, you know, retard Biden to be in office, and now they've taken the fucking east side of Ukraine, right? And they'll wait a couple more years for some other bitch-ass president, and they'll take some more, probably in the north, just below Belarus. That'll be the next move.
Yeah, and Bob, is he back there? Oh, he had to use the restroom.
The
guy who killed himself, by the way, I think
nobody kills himself by falling downstairs.
Off a building, or was
no? Like, people have been allegedly jumping out of windows.
That's what I heard.
Nobody kills themselves by jumping out of a fucking window.
Out a window
in Russia, you will either drink yourself to death or gunshot wound to the face. That's how you do it.
Yeah, but you get a little bit of excitement when you jump out the window, right?
I don't know that. Like,
the thrill.
There's a thrill. There's that 2 seconds of thrill of like, am I going to make this or not?
No. You know you're not going to make it, but you at least, it's like a roller coaster that you're going to die on.
It's that light air that fills your lungs of excitement that you're like, oh, so close.
Yeah.
Skydiving, but you don't have a parachute.
It depends on how much confidence you have. I believe in myself. I think I would make it.
Yeah, but the goal is to kill yourself.
It is, but in a way that you might live. You know, it's kind of like strangulation, where it's like, I might die, but it's but I might live.
You want one last cheap thrill?
Crash.
Yeah,
and then just fuck a prostitute without a condom. Then you don't have to jump off a building
and then jump out a window
in Haiti.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or simultaneously, fuck her and then grab her, and you both jump out the window.
That'd be fun.
But this is
like Batman.
This just exposes all of the Western propaganda that's happened about this war. If you just pay attention and understand what's happening in geopolitics, somehow I support Russia because I can see with my fucking eyeballs. No, they're a bunch of cunts, and what they're doing is wrong. I'm fine with that. But what they're doing is working also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody was like, if somebody had told you in 1942 that, oh, Hitler's not making any progress in Poland, come on, man. You would have looked at them like they were fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Because he was dominating the area at the time. Putin is a piece of shit. He's going to continue doing this stuff for a couple of reasons. One, because and the West is running this like crazy propaganda campaign for a couple of reasons. One, they already knew Russia wanted those regions, and they telegraphed. I mean, Russia telegraphed it by Putin before this invasion even happened, declared those areas Russian territory because 65 or 70% of the people that live there are Russian.
No,
you know what I mean. Two, the West are doing all this propaganda because they know they can't stop Russia from taking it. There's nothing they can do about it unless we deploy troops there, and we're not doing it. And the vast majority of people, as I said, there are pro-Russia or actual Russians. So, I mean, it is what it is. Just let's stop pretending that all this stuff isn't going as planned for Russia. I mean, no fucking war is perfect. You know what I mean? And by the way, commenting that they're achieving goals doesn't mean that I support what they're doing. I just want to be clear about that, because all these cunts in the media will fucking frame it that way.
Yeah. I don't think it's going as planned, and I'll tell you why. I don't think they saw these casualties coming at fucking all.
Maybe not the casualty numbers, but Russia doesn't give a fuck about
that. They don't care about their own people, and it's the same way. I get that. It's the same way with like Iraq too.
It's why they don't care. Like the first fucking, let's call it, 250 to 300,000 people they sent in were conscripts. They weren't even like professional military people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like this is canon. They're fighting a war that's so ancient that it doesn't make sense to people anymore. But we've seen all this shit before. You send in cannon fodder, you send in pawns, right? To bog down enemy defenses while you take the territory that you want. This is a fucking classic movement. So yeah, it's working exactly how they want it to. And now finally, we can move on to the next part where they're calling up 300,000 veterans.
Yeah, and we'll get to that right after the first sponsor. But Bob, to Dan's point, it's the same thing. When you don't care whether or not your citizens live or die, your soldiers live or die, that's the tough part where you're just like, oh, all right, well, great. We'll just keep shipping in more people because he doesn't give a fuck if they live or die.
I understand how Russia fights wars, but there's still a difference between, I mean, like, they've lost more people than they lost in Afghanistan, and they're fighting basically the same war, the same style of way. Like they didn't expect. They've lost a 10-year war's casualty amount in less than a year.
Yeah, but they don't care though, is the difference. Like they just don't care. We care over here.
Putin doesn't care.
Putin doesn't care. Well, but you take the United States, we care if our soldiers get killed over here.
Yeah.
But over there, Putin doesn't give a shit.
Also, their war in Afghanistan was primarily fought from the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah, with choppers and shit.
Like Hind helicopters. They were just lighting villages up and shit. And Spetsnaz. They sent professional military people there. It was a whole different situation. This is just like throwing people into the fucking meat grinder.
Yeah, and we'll get to that right after this first ad read. It's GhostBed. GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. We're going to send Fire for Fighting over to Ukraine with a ghost bed, and they're going to do something in the subway with it, right? They're all going to get on the bed and sing in a subway.
I mean, whatever they're doing, it's definitely saving the world.
And we've talked to Ghost Bed, and they're cool with it. They're like, hey, what can we do to help Ukraine? And I was like, well, they need a mattress in one of the subways for Bono to sleep on, or Five for Fighting or whatever. And they're like, we can do that. Let's do it. So, they're there because they're the best mattresses on the goddamn planet. 30% off and two free pillows right now. That's the big boy offer. 30% off the mattress and two free pillows. The pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. They're luxury pillows. Once you have them, a listener was here yesterday and he goes, dude, I can't not travel with this pillow everywhere. And I was like, dude, I get it. We're the same. Best in the business. I got the cover right in front of me there. Which if you're doing butt stuff, that's fun because you're going to keep your white mattress clean. And there is no option on the colors. Sorry if it sounds racist, but it's just only a white mattress. That's it. White mattresses matter. 40% off that bundle package, dog. If you get the adjustable base and the mattress combined together, it's got a super sleek remote with it. So you can go into book mode, TV mode. It's got flashlights, USB ports on it, all the things. It's amazing. And then at the bottom of the screen, if you want, you fill up your entire car, you can get the sheets and all that stuff. Just type in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout, and that'll give you 30% off everything you put in that cart.
Yeah, if you're a Russian aristocrat and you're about to be thrown out of a window, make sure you land on a ghost bed.
Yeah.
Elijah Hill in the chat said that. That's a good ad.
And I'm sure they'll love it. Also, they have a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit there. And all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. And you can walk out of there with a brand-new bedroom set for about $25 a month at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, there was a U.S. general who was chatting about Russian troops. Mm-hmm. And I sent this thread to you yesterday on Twitter. I don't know if you have it, Bob, or you can pull it up. It was really fascinating. I wanted to get your take on it because, as you mentioned earlier, they're sending 350,000 veteran Russian soldiers now to Ukraine for this war. And the general's name is General Mark Hertling, mm-hmm. Former commanding general of the United States Army Europe and the Seventh Army. Seven Nation Army?
Maybe.
Wrote a Twitter thread giving his assessment of recent Russian troop deployments and quality. And I kind of wanted to go over this with you here because he discusses the difference between weapons familiarization in lieu of qualification, low training standards, fewer training resources, and so on.
Yeah.
He also talked about Russia's tendency for most troops to get training at their units and not in basic training.
Yeah.
And so, most of these guys are only going through like 2 or 3 days of basic training,
correct, yeah.
where you guys are going through 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. And what the difference is and how these guys are going to get slaughtered. And I wanted your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, so he's definitely right that Russia's army is not great. They have 1 million-person standing army, 1.2 million, I think, something like that,
mm-hmm.
technically. But it's like there's a couple of good visuals you can think about. So remember 300 where he's like, you only brought 300 people. And he goes, how many soldiers did you bring?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what's your job? I'm a farmer. What's your job? Whatever. Sparta, what's your job? And they'll say whatever the fuck. It's different, right? Most of these people are not soldiers. They're just fucking dudes in uniforms. The other part or the other good visual for weapons familiarization, if you remember that movie Enemy at the Gates where Jude Law just shows up and they hand him a fucking rifle, but no ammo.
Right.
Like, good luck.
Yeah.
That's kind of how, I mean, like, no shit. That's kind of how it goes. Like, here's how the weapon functions. Pat on the back.
Right.
Get the fuck out. He's definitely right about that. They're a conscript army, which is, you know, not like the U.S. Force, which is all voluntary. Right. And then in specialized units, it's double or triple volunteer in a lot of cases. So the motivation to fight, like, you're not getting people who are there to fight. You're getting people who are there because they were told to be there, which is a big fucking difference. I mean, you're basically dealing with a bunch of what we call leaf eaters as you know, we're carnivores.
Like, right.
We want to fuck shit up. So that's kind of how it goes. He's also right that their basic training is dog shit. And that's not just the case now. It's always been the case. So we have multiple basic training sites all over the country for different specializations. And A schools and things like that. And they only have one, so far as I know. They have one major training facility, and then most of the other training you get at your unit. I'll say this. Even in the U.S. military, the vast majority of useful training that you get outside of, like, language schools and maybe explosives and sniper school and stuff like that, you get from your unit. That's something that we do have in common here.
Okay.
Like, you get kind of a general sense of what to do, but every unit has a different role, which means they have different TTPs, different fucking procedures and all this stuff. I personally didn't know a fucking thing until I got to my unit when I first joined. I knew how to operate my weapon and some basic stuff, like very basic stuff. But to be honest, I could have learned that in a couple of days.
Okay.
Now, he goes on to suggest that mobilizing reservists, prisoners, and paramilitary groups will be a disaster. Maybe. But it's the same goddamn thing that we did during the surge, right? In 2007 and 2008. We lost a bunch of people that were supposed to be getting out. So you have an unmotivated fighting force there. We let a bunch of felons into the army, right? Because we couldn't fucking recruit enough people. Started using Blackwater and these other mercenary groups more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it actually worked pretty well for us, to be honest.
Yeah.
So that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for them. But we've lowered standards before to fill the ranks as auxiliary to, you know, professional soldiers that we forced to stay in or come back and things like that. We've done this before, and it was not a disaster. So that doesn't mean it won't be here, regarding the quality of his assessment, he's probably right about a lot of it. Like, you can go read the Twitter thread.
Yeah, it was very detailed, very well written and thought out. And he also had mentioned in this Twitter thread that he had personally been over to Ukraine and helped train some of the soldiers there to U.S. Kind of standards. And he said,
"Fuck out of here!"
Oh
no,
he had not.
No, he certainly probably went over there, yeah.
But he said,
but there's no,
no, this was back in the day, and he said that he had recommended, here's how you would train soldiers and everything else.
Yeah, they use the American command structure.
Yes. Right,
that's not saying it's the same, but it's like they're using the same sort of like command chain playbook, whereas Russia has their own different, much shittier version.
Quite a bit different, yeah.
But the reason I bring that up is that's why they're having some success over there.
The Ukrainians?
Yes.
No, they're having success because they can't retreat. Because that's where they fucking live. You know what I mean? It's a lot harder to play offense than it is to play defense when all things are equal. It's a lot easier to defend a position against an attack when all things are equal.
Because terrain, you know everything.
For that reason, for the reason that it's just intrinsically more difficult to assault than it is to defend, and because you're quite a bit more motivated to win than a bunch of conscripts who were there because they were told to be, with shitty equipment, not enough ammo, not enough food, so on and so forth. So yeah, a lot of the assessment is correct. The last part of it, where he gets down to the last part, where he says that this new call up of people and whatever is going to be a disaster, that is pure speculation on his point. And this guy's got a history of pure speculation and being wrong about it. As a matter of fact, he was one of the top guys saying that the Afghan army was going to fucking be just fine to hold off the Taliban once we left.
How'd that work out?
Not great. he's like the military consulting he's done over the last couple of years has been absolutely horrible. So take it for what it's worth, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, because this thread gained a lot of attention yesterday, I wanted to ask you, because I have no fucking idea, obviously, but when you're reading it, you're like, all right, cool, it makes sense. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was the flights. Bob, if you can pull up the airport in Russia yesterday, they blocked all flights for Russian men aged 18 to 65, I believe, and all of the flights sold out within like an hour, and the airport was crowded. Yeah, pop that up right there.
But I believe they also stopped. Like, if you're a military age male, you're not allowed to leave.
Okay.
Or at least they're trying to implement that. Which, by the way, Ukraine did the same goddamn thing at the beginning of the invasion.
Got it.
Just to be clear,
that's right.
You remember those train
the
stations?
Trains, yeah.
Where they were, and if you recall, just to give you a sense of just how quality the government and the people of Ukraine are. If you were a black person, you'd try to get on that train. Fuck you. Get off my train.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
I'm not really thrilled about sending billions of dollars to a fucking fascist, racist regime, frankly. This is just me. Like, let them figure it out. It's not my fucking problem. We don't have to intervene in every goddamn war that happens.
I agree. Now, with this, the interesting part of this for me is the 350,000 veteran soldiers that are going to fight for Russia. It led me to this question that I wanted to ask you today of, if you could go back, knowing what you know now, to go and fight in a war again, would you?
If the war was worthwhile, yeah.
Right. So let's say it's worthwhile. Would that be fun to you? Like, do you think these guys, part of them is just like, oh, shit, this is like, we getting the band back together?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it depends. I don't know what their morale level was. The Western either presumption or propaganda is that they're getting sent to the front lines and shit. My expectation is these new guys, these veterans who are getting called up to go secure the Donetsk and Luhansk areas. Right, and maybe reinforce the Crimea area. I don't think they're going to continue assaulting through the country.
Okay,
That's speculation on my part, but it wouldn't make sense for them to continue to assault, because then you're getting like now you're getting to a place where we're starting total war. You know what I mean? That's I don't think that's what Russia wants. It would be a huge mistake if they did that, and they would fucking lose really quickly.
But with that, let's say Putin is dying, like you see all these reports, right, that he's got cancer. I mean, I've seen some of the footage where he can't control his hands and feet during some of these interviews and everything else. What would he have to lose by just going full nuclear on all of this shit? Because he doesn't care.
Well, see, these old machismo cultures, like Russia and Latin America and shit like that, they really care about their legacy. That's why they do all this shit. Like, he really believes, like, it's fundamentalism. He believes that Russia deserves X, Y, and Z, and he's going to be the guy to deliver it for him. Right? So it's like, there is nothing. And
he references Peter the Great a lot. Yeah. He wants to be Peter the Great, yeah. Stalin.
It's like that's the biggest part of this. That's his motivation for all this. And the West does a really poor job of reading into that, in my opinion. So you heard him mentioning nukes the other day.
Yep.
And
because he did it again yesterday,
yeah,
as well. Yeah.
And in response, he says it's in response to threats from the West. And the West is like, oh, I didn't say nothing. I tell you right fucking now that this is equivalent to like a fucking two toddlers fighting. And one of them says, he hit me. He's like, uh-uh, I did not. Right. I guarantee you back channels from the West into Russia are telling them, if you don't calm the fuck down, we're going to have to do whatever we got to do, right? Making these fucking vague, threatening comments towards him. And he's like, fuck you. I got nukes too, bitch.
Yeah. Because with this, you know, the media over the last, I don't know, let's say 8 to 10 hours, is kind of leading with these headlines of victory or nukes. Putin backs himself further into a corner.
It's because, and look, there is some non-zero chance that they're correct, that he wants total war and to take over all of Ukraine. Nothing he's done so far tells me that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
From, like, there's something called preparing the battlefield, right? So you establish supply lines, you do propaganda, you set up partnerships with people in the area or businesses in the area or whatever it is, to make sure that once the war starts, you can continue to do it. You can tell from battlefield preparation what somebody's goal in that battle is. And the first thing he did, aside from putting, you know, troops around the border in the first place, was to declare Donetsk and Luhansk Russian territories. The first thing he fucking did, he telegraphed it. It's exactly what they're trying to do.
I find it funny too, the top Google trend in Russia right now is how to break arm, which is pretty funny.
That's awesome.
How
to break, like, their own arm.
Shoot your toe off.
Yeah.
I will say this. I don't know if he's going for it this war, although they did at least perform, a feint on Kiev.
Well, it's again, like,
but, well,
this is like pushing off of somebody and then pulling your weapon out.
Right.
I mean, but the
point of it is, though, you know, the original name of Russia, right, is Kievian Rus, the Rus people. Kiev was their original capital. Kiev's like, what, 600 years older than Moscow or something like that?
800. Yeah, that's about right.
I mean, so with the way Putin's obsessed with history, which he is, Kiev is, if it's not a goal now, it's not. He wants Kiev at some point, I think.
I agree with that, yep. But not now. He's not stupid. Like, the guy didn't fucking get where he is by being dumb.
We'll find out. It's interesting, and the reason why I ask so many questions is because I'm curious, because obviously you know these strategies of war and everything else, whereas I don't.
Think about it from this perspective. So in addition to securing the two eastern sectors of Ukraine, where there's, you know, some of the largest natural gas production in the entire world, what has he also done? He's weakened the entire European energy sector. Mm-hmm. Like, they are fucked there. So the next time this rolls around, the last one, Crimea, was, what, 2014? And it's 8 years later now. 8 years from now, whether he's still alive or it's somebody else, Europe, from an energy perspective, is going to be even more fucked now than they are, or then than they are now. Yeah. Which means they're either going to be without the resources that they need to conduct war and protect, like NATO and shit, to protect that area, or they're going to be fucking back in Russia's pocket. You know what I mean? Paying exorbitant prices for natural gas. Because this fucking renewable shit, it ain't happening in 8 years, buddy.
No.
Not one fucking prayer.
Not even close.
So 5 to 10 years from now, when he does what Bob's talking about, which is press further west, the West in general is not going to be prepared to deal with that. And it's going to be a lot easier for him to do it.
Yeah. Next up, could Herschel Walker actually win? if he's run down Congress with a fucking football, this would be awesome, dude. Herschel Walker, who many call the Black Cleavon Buford, which is a callback to my movie FDR American Badass, is now reading dead even with a margin of error in every single poll. And if you believe the Atlanta Constitution Journal yesterday, AJC, Journal Constitution, he's up by 2. Mm-hmm. And that's our local paper down there, and they're pretty right on. Granted, his counterpart is an absolute lunatic, which begs the question, are we more comfortable with a lunatic or an imbecile?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think I'm comfortable with Herschel, dude. When you come out and say, I'll debate you, because he's going to debate Warnock.
I've got the clip.
Oh, you do? Great. Play that. This is hilarious. This is a lot of fun. Go ahead and play that. There we go.
Okay.
Preparing. I'm this country boy. You know, I'm not that smart. And he's that preacher. He's a smart man. Wear these nice suits. So he's going to show up and embarrass me at the debate October the 14th. And I'm just waiting. You know, I'll show up. And I'm going to do my best.
There so it I'm is. Preparing. That's great. That is old Cleavon Bayridge Buford.
Do you want to play that clip? Can we play that?
I don't care.
The clip.cafe one. If you want to pull that up,
I think I'll suck as many dicks as it takes.
No, that's the one that's on YouTube already.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. This one is when he first introduces himself as a repube.
Oh yeah. I haven't seen this in a while.
That's so good.
It's actually for free on Paramount Plus right now. I get a call about it.
Yeah.
It is live, friend. Yeah, play that one.
Congressman Cleavon Bayridge Buford, repube, Georgia. Nice to meet you.
Yes, you too. Did you just say repube?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You mean Republican?
No, sir. The form I filled out when I ran out for Congress said repube on it. It was a professional form, sir. It was tight on paper. Maybe even double space.
No, I think you meant repub, short for Republican.
No, sir. I saved the form, sir. It is inside a folder marked official on it, so I know that it is real.
Yeah.
Yep.
Repube.
Yep. He is definitely the black Cleavon Bayridge Buford.
And then there's another one. Play that YouTube clip that's in the notes as well, because this is it gets out of hand here. This is what I expect to happen after Herschel wins.
Oh, it's going to happen, my man. Yeah. It's going to happen. We'll be live that night, too. Yeah.
This, sir, was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure with all mine. And mine. Twice. Thanks, Mrs. Buford.
You're mighty welcome, boys. Y'all come back soon now, you hear?
And good luck on the rest of the campaign. Just know that this repube will be voting for you.
Cleavon, if I win, how would you like to come down to Washington and serve as my vice president? Of the hot tub committee.
Are you serious, sir?
Well, yes, we can always use a good repube like you on the other side of the aisle.
Sir, you have no idea how much this would mean to me. When I was a little boy, I put a magic hat on a snowman, and he came to life. I blacked out, I got all dizzy, and fell over on the ground. And when I came to, I looked up, and the sky was filled with different colors. We were flying through the air together, kicking our little legs. We were free. We were free. I have that same feeling right now, sir.
Just say yes.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, sir, don't worry. We will get you the great state of Georgia. I can promise you that, sir. Even though this is a state filled with repubes, I will take my wife to every single town. She and I will suck as many dicks as it takes to get these votes, sir. That's not what you mean to me. The experiences we had together, I will never forget. Just being friends, you know, not in a gay way, just like a politician to another politician, you know, just sharing a warm bath together. I will go door to door and ask each and every person to have a heart and vote for FDR. I will do that, sir. I will do that.
All right, I don't care if we ever get monetized again.
Yeah, me neither.
Fuck that
me
shit.
Me neither, dude.
We
me
made
neither.
Like fucking $2,000 from YouTube last week. Fuck them. Worth it.
We made like $2,000 over the course of 7 years. Who cares?
But this whole thing with Herschel Walker, is it the smartest or the dumbest thing? Like, he's intentionally trying to lower expectations for himself.
Right. And I think that's what we talked about this. What was it? Yesterday, the day before, off air.
Yeah.
That's what Biden did.
Well, no, that's what people were yelling at Trump. Like right. Republican strategists, they were like, stop saying he can't even get a sentence out.
Yeah.
Because you're lowering the expectations for the debate so fucking much that all he has to do is sound competent now.
And when the first debate happened with Biden, that was the top headline afterwards, where it was just like, oh, he's not as bad as we thought, and he probably won. And yeah, so you're right. And I think with this, Dan, to answer your question about this candidate specifically, with Herschel Walker, this fucking 15-second clip made me like him more, where it's endearing. And the other, we already know the other guy's a fucking crazy lunatic preacher guy. This plays into exactly who we thought Herschel Walker was. And now it doesn't really matter. Like, he seems like to the public that a guy that's just genuinely running because he cares about the state versus getting slaughtered in a debate. So yes, I think this helps him actually. And I think in Georgia in particular, some of these rural parts where it's like, hey dude, that's how my family is. That'll help versus the other guy.
Well, people voted for George W. Bush.
I did.
And he was very clearly a fucking moron.
Yeah.
From the very beginning.
Yeah.
So.
So I think it helps him. And now I want to see this debate. Do we know when it is, Bob? Is that going to be
October
televised?
October the 26th, I think you said, right?
Boy, CNN usually runs shit like this kind of a week before the election. So maybe they'll have it.
October the 14th, excuse me.
Oh, that's coming up. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
3 weeks. Well,
that's not going to be national TV, though.
It might. I don't know if you remember four years ago. And so in 18, CNN started televising some of these bigger ones. This is definitely a swing state where I don't think Democrats thought they were going to lose to Herschel Walker. Now they've got to pay attention to this and start dumping money in. Because now, let's say Oz doesn't win. That's another one they'll probably televise. Oz versus Fetterman. What? Giorgio, they're going to. You know they're going to. They have to. It's Dr. Oz. That's ratings anyways.
At what point is this no longer politics and it's just...
We've been done with that business.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
this is an extreme.
Have you been
a man who can't talk and a fake doctor.
He's a real doctor.
Have you been alive for the last 6 years? We haven't had a real fucking politician in a very long time.
Ronald Reagan was an actor with a monkey. His most famous movie was him with a monkey walking around. And what was the monkey's name? It had a fucking Bobo or banana. It was something like that. It was Bobo, right? Was it fucking Bobo?
I think it was.
Trafalgar Group did a fucking poll.
Bonzo.
Last week. And it's Fetterman 2. It's within the margin of error by like 2 points.
Yes, because of what has happened in his speeches and how he's had to come out and talk about it. And Dr. Oz yesterday said, I want this debate to happen because I want people to see what they're electing, which is a guy who is mentally not capable to hold the office.
Would he be polling better if he had died from that stroke?
Maybe, yeah.
I'm not even talking joking.
Seriously, a couple people have won after death.
Right, Mel Carnahan died running for the Missouri Senate when I was like in eighth grade, and his wife just took over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she won. She beat John Ashcroft, who failed his way up to attorney general.
Yeah, yeah. And put a fucking robe on Lady Justice because her titty was out. Hell no. Ain't no concrete titties around here. Yeah, I think it's bad for Oz that his number one value proposition is at least I'm not dying. Right?
It's a pretty good slogan.
It didn't work for Trump.
That's true.
And are we sure he's not?
Who, Dr. Oz? He looks fit. Fit as a fiddle, that guy.
I mean,
he
looks like he's had some fucking Botox, for sure.
Sure, but a man his age and of his stature, he's a doctor. He knows other doctors, Giorgio, all right? I'm sorry that he's not your doctor, all right? But he's America's doctor. A lot of people are calling him America's doctor.
No, I don't think anybody says that.
Well, maybe two people have said it, okay? It's me and my mom. Me and my mom have said it's America's doctor.
I mean, he served in the Turkish military, so that's cool.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
The Turkish Land Forces, whatever the fuck that is.
Did he serve food or actually he was in it?
He may have been a doctor there.
Well, he just won Dan's vote with that Turkish relationship.
Sure did, dude.
Yeah, when are the Turks going to admit to the genocide they committed?
Which Never? One?
Well, the more recent one, I guess.
The not Lebanese. What was it? What is it? Armenian.
Armenian genocide.
The Armenian genocide. We get in big trouble for saying that in Turkey.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah, their Turkish government and every politician in America are completely full of shit. As a matter of fact, Dan Cummins, our buddy, did a time suck about this. I listened to it while I was getting this tattoo.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. That show's great, by the way. He's a friend of the show. He's been on numerous times, obviously. Yeah, I liked him. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen with all this shit. I don't know what's going to happen with Oz or Herschel Walker.
I think
November 8th is going to be a blast that night, the live show.
I think Walker is definitely going to get elected, and I feel pretty strongly that Oz will as well, unless something bad happens. We'll see how this debate goes.
Yeah. Or if he does it, do you think Fetterman will even do it at this point?
The debate?
Yeah.
He already signed up for it, yeah.
I know.
Now, but they're doing like closed captioning or some shit, live closed captioning to make sure.
That I would love to see just to watch it.
What if Fetterman's doing a Walker, and he's just like, I don't know about the debate, and then he gets to the debate perfectly clear.
Oh, he's right? Kaiser Soze, is it?
Yeah.
It's possible.
Man, that'd be great. Or he shows up in a suit and not. Yeah, does he go to the debate in gym shorts and a hoodie still?
You'd think so. Yeah, he's pulling a verbal kit, right? He's a gimp.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then, yeah.
Maybe, but if he does that, then I should spend the rest of the time. He should spend the entire time saying, like, oh, you were faking this whole time.
Yeah. Cool.
Like, that's what I would do. Fuck him if he wants to play games like that.
Throwing racquetballs at him, asking him to catch him, or it's just like, how are those reflexes?
Although Pennsylvania and the way they voted recently, that whole state fucking sucks.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Take some responsibility for your actions, my man.
I ain't do shit.
Well,
you should.
That's why you left.
Yeah, so you should get it mailing, dude. Keep a residency there so that way you can keep voting.
Can't do that.
And Delco. You can do that.
I wish I still voted in a purple state back when Missouri was purplish. It's boring now. Like, it's just whatever.
You know, I kept my old one so I could vote in North Carolina because it was a swing state. I do.
It's more interesting.
Yeah, it is.
You have sure property is there.
Yes, I do. But I mean, like, I could have voted in either state, hombre. And that's the one I chose. I knew where Texas was going, dude.
I have to declare residency here.
What's that?
Put your...
No, that was during the COVID year. So yeah. That was the fun one. Yeah. By the way, I can show you this. I still have the North Carolina... I haven't even gotten a Texas driver's license.
Put your parents' house, Dan, in a trust and put yourself on the trust.
I'm already on it.
It's also going to protect you from having to pay a state tax.
We already did that.
Yeah.
So there you go. You can vote there.
You can vote there, dude. Who do you want to vote for in this? Oz or Fetterman?
Yeah, exactly.
Got another choice.
Is that all of Pennsylvania right now? Or they're like, fuck, dude, what do we do here?
There's some other dude on the ballot as well, but I don't remember his fucking name.
Is he an independent?
Yeah, his name is Gerhard.
Okay.
I don't know. Fetterman kind of plays in Pennsylvania because even Republicans are kind of pro-union there.
Right. And unions are a big fucking deal in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, my dad's part of one.
Yep. Yeah. They're a really big deal, and especially with what's going on now, with the recession and everything else, like, people want to be a part of a union. So, yeah, I understand.
These horrible working conditions. Yeah, if Oz needs to not talk down to poor people.
And that'll be his challenge, I think, of whether or not he can and make him seem, likable to poors. Yeah, to anybody. We'll see. I've never actually heard him speak outside of the TV show. Have you?
No, I won't. If there's any way I can avoid it, I'll avoid it.
But wouldn't you watch that if it was on and it's going to be closed captions? I just want to see if the captions match up with what he's actually saying.
I'll watch Fetterman's opening remarks just to see if he's still retarded or whatever. And if he's not, then I'm definitely not watching that shit.
Okay. So, but if he is, you're in for the whole thing, right? I am.
If he is, I'm probably going to take some mushrooms and just laugh at him stuttering.
Or... you can take some edibles from DietSmoke.com. Let's go. THC gummies that provide the perfect medium high. 10 milligrams of THC in every single gummy. Best in the biz. I don't know how this is legal, but it's awesome. And it gets shipped right to your house. It's a little plastic jar, no matter where you live. So I live in fucking Texas. Hot as shit. I know I've said that a million times. Still shocked that today's the first day of fall and I get to coach soccer tonight in 105 degree weather. At least the King Cobras are 1-0 and we blanked them 9-0 last week. Let's go, Cobras. But with that, Daddy likes to take a little 10 milligram to go nine-nine with because I got problems sleeping. Huge fan of these guys. We're actually working on our own products with them. That's Drinking Bros related with these guys that should be out in a couple months here. and I'm amped. So if you have one of those edibles from another company or like another state or whatever, you don't really know how much is in every single one. These are exact. They've never changed. They don't fucking melt. I don't know what the technology is in the goddamn plastic thing, but like they've sat out on my porch for like 2 days before I got them, and they're super fucking cheap. I think I got 3 jars last time. It was $90, and then the promo code Drinking Bros, and that was 90. So I got 90 for 90 in there, and then the promo code Drinking Bros took 20% off there. And it's fantastic. And they just ship them right to your house, and it's totally legal. Now, if you're at a job where you get drug tested, there's THC in this. You're going to piss hot. I'm just giving you a heads up, as I want to be honest with you there. If you have to drug test, yes, it's a real THC gummy. So don't do it. But if you're not, these are the best in the biz, and you don't have to fly to whatever weird fucking state has the marijuana laws or whatever. These will just ship right to your house. Go to dietsmoke.com. Use promo code Drinking Bros to get 20% off everything. Again, that is dietsmoke.com. Promo code Drinking Bros to get 20% off everything on their THC gummies. The beauty of them is, too, if you order multiple jars like I do, they take a discount on that anyways. Don't worry about it. Type in that promo code at the end of it, and you'll still get the 20% off on top of whatever crazy deals those guys are offering. I literally cannot stress enough how much of a fan I am of these guys. I have one virtually every single night, so this is super fucking easy for me. Love these guys. Go to dietsmoke.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 20% off. Next up, the border. It's a lot worse than we thought. Illegal border crossings are happening at an unprecedented rate. So far this year, 2.15 million illegals have been arrested and released at the border, and another 900,000 over the last 2 years are what's known as getaways, people who made it past Border Patrol and were never processed at all. So the real total for illegal border crossings is more like 2.5 million for this year alone, and another month to go. Here, we got how many months left?
Well, we got another 2 weeks to go, basically. So it's fiscal year.
Okay, fiscal year. Yeah. Got it. That was the only thing I didn't understand when I saw that last night. Where I was like, fiscal year. Okay, so that ends at the end of this. So we got 2 more weeks. Do your best at this point. Like, we're all about breaking records. We're rooting for Pujols and Judge. Yeah. So why not?
Well, here's what it means. So
it's a lot of fucking people.
It's a lot. It's a lot. The in fiscal 22, so I guess that began what, October of last year?
Correct. Yeah.
To the end of this month, 1.75 million illegal immigrants entered the country, and in fiscal 21, that number was 1.5, for a total of 3.25 million since Biden took office, and now they're lost in the ether, where the government has no idea where they are or any intent to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
These are just the ones that are unaccounted for, by the way. So it's
right.
2.5 million from this year alone, and we know that about 40% of them are showing back up for their court date. It means 60% are not. That's 1.3 million people. And then you add the 450,000, right, that are, you know, the getaways. Mm-hmm. So 900,000 over 2 years. I'm just simplifying it. 450,000 for this fiscal year. Over the last 2 years, 3.25 million people have entered this country illegally and are here, and there's no fucking, there's nothing that the government is doing about it. Nothing, literally nothing. None. So, man, I don't know. Texas so far, well, Texas in fiscal 22 spent $1 billion securing their own border. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not how this is supposed to work at all. The state should not be paying for any of that stuff. It's right. The federal government's job to do that. This is I used to refer to it as a passive invasion, but now it is a very active invasion. It's an invasion. 3.25 million people, 1% of the goddamn country, that 1.1% of the people that are in the United States today came here illegally in the last 2 years.
It's more people that are fighting in this war that's currently going on in Russia and Ukraine.
Correct. Yeah.
And nothing is being done about this. Now, the thing that I heard behind the scenes from some of our Border Patrol peeps out there, we love you guys. We love the Border Patrol agents down there who listen to the show. They're saying that quietly Biden is trying to build the rest of the wall that Trump was trying to build. And they've sent in some pictures. Matter of fact, Brian Urlacher, if you can bring up his Instagram, was there yesterday or the day before out with some Border Patrol agents. And he's got pictures in front of that wall as well. And this is what they're saying. Yeah, there you go. Pull up that first one and pop it up on screen there. So this was the wall that is unfinished, that mm-hmm. is there. So the rumor is that Biden is trying to build the rest of it out quietly without people knowing, because this is a crisis that is going on, and he doesn't want to look bad in the press. On the flip side of this, to what you said earlier about this being a federal issue, whenever people are bitching about whatever Governor Wheelchair is doing down here in Texas or DeSantis, and they're like, oh, this is inhumane, you should take care of your own state. No, no, no. It's not the state's job. It's federal, and they're not fucking doing anything. Correct, so if they want to ship them to some sanctuary cities, I don't understand why they're not taking them. If that's what you're calling your, if you're calling your city a sanctuary city, why aren't you fucking taking them?
Yeah, there used to be, up until probably last week sometime, in a lot of these cities, there were posters up everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, no person is illegal. We're a sanctuary city. You can come here and we'll take care of you. As a matter of fact, Chicago mayor, Beetlejuice.
Yep.
There's a nice little video clip making its rounds right now where she's like, oh, you come here and we'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. And then it cuts forward to, you know, sometime here recently. And she's like, the federal government's got to come help. Well, maybe don't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean, like, you invited this shit in. I don't want to be a victim blamer or nothing, but maybe it was what you were wearing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And when they got to Martha's Vineyard, they were there, what, less than 24 hours before they were shipped out of there?
To a military compound, yeah.
Correct. So yeah. If it's truly a sanctuary city, Martha's Vineyard also needs workers. Look, everybody needs workers.
I don't think Martha's Vineyard was asking for immigrants in particular.
Why not, though? It's a sanctuary city. They can feel safe there.
So now those people might be, you know, like on the weekdays, not on the weekend, on the weekdays, like in their Boston sort of like brownstone home, mm-hmm. being like, yeah, we're a sanctuary city, but they don't really want
to
take them to their weekend home.
The government now admits that there's about 17 to 18 million illegal immigrants in our country. That's what the government will admit to. So you can imagine what that number really is.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably 25, if I had to guess.
Sure.
And... you know, that's fucking like 8% of our country.
Sure is. Sure is. But
it's an invasion. Look, I don't have anything against Venezuelan people or Guatemalan people or El Salvadorian people or Mexican people or anybody else. But stay in your fucking country, asshole.
Yeah.
That's it. This is not fucking. What are we doing here?
I don't know.
At what point, like, take the door off the front of your house, like, take down the fucking walls around your fucking property, mm-hmm. vice president and president. If it's okay for people who are political dissidents to show up at your house, then, you know, let's do this. Let's fucking do it. But, you know, they were given the opportunity. These liberal cities have been given the opportunity to receive these people. And, you know, out of the goodness of their hearts, Governors Wheelchair and DeSantis have had, you know, they spent their own money helping them get to where they're wanted.
Yeah.
But then they get sent elsewhere, back to Florida.
And
back
then
to Texas.
The polling on this for Florida and Texas is extremely high. They're supportive of it because this is taxpayer money for the state of Texas and Florida. And I think it was something like 82% supported it. So it's going to get them both reelected, whether you like it or not. And congratulations, you're not doing the right thing once they get there or saying you are who you said you were when you guys were running in these fucking sanctuary cities. So what's the problem? I don't understand. Now you're a border town and it sucks?
I don't know if there was ever any real chance that a Democrat could win in Texas or Florida, but definitely in Arizona. And they're going to lose that election to Carrie Lake now because of the fucking border shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's going to win that.
A Democrat could win in Florida. I mean, DeSantis only won his first election by like 40,000.
I mean, right now.
Today.
Political climate, probably not.
Yeah.
I don't think DeSantis can lose that unless he makes a critical error is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's good to go.
Yeah, but
he's good.
I think the same with Texas, just because they don't have anybody of any real merit or constitution to put up against Wheelchair.
Well, it's Beto, obviously. Yeah, it's, and I, the latest fly. Poll I saw, he was down by close to 10 now.
Yeah, he's
after the shit. So, yeah, you're, what, 5 weeks away?
But Arizona, like, Carrie Lake was very beatable in Arizona.
Yes.
And because she might be a little bit crazy. Hard to say, right?
But who doesn't love a little crazy, you know?
I guess, but not in office, maybe.
We got AOC in there.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a fan.
It's a box full of crazy now.
Not a fan of that. But
Marjorie Taylor Greene's in there.
Just for context, if you're having political discussions with your friends and you're talking about humanitarian rights and things like that, you can ask them straight up. Do you think it's okay that about 3.5 million illegals are loose in our country right now, just over the last 2 years, that the government's not tracking on at all? And if they say yes to that, then you know you never have to speak to that person again.
Yeah.
Because that person's a fucking moron.
Or you can invite them over to their house and say, look, I got a few of them in the truck. They're looking for a place to sleep tonight. Are we good to go? I heard you have a pullout couch.
Yeah.
So share your home.
They don't need a lot of
room. Open your heart and share your home. They don't, dude. They don't. And they're not going to be asking you for shit because they don't speak English. So they're not going to be asking you to make sandwiches and things like that. Just open up your heart and your home and let them stay there. And yeah. You're fine. Then you can prove to the rest of us that maybe we're the fucked up ones. But you got to go first, okay? We want to see that happen. And until then, I think DeSantis and Wheelchair are going to keep the engines running on those private jets, and you're going to get a lot more coming down the pipeway pretty soon here, because we got, again, 5 weeks until this bitch starts. Fire away. The press has been great for them.
By the way, the idea, I just want to touch on this before we move on.
Sure.
The idea that just building the wall is going to be a huge deterrent is not accurate.
Right.
It's just not true, because from my sources at Border Patrol, most of these people are getting smuggled in car trunks and fucking big buses in the luggage compartments and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, the same way that they've been getting smuggled for years. It's interesting to look at the Rio Grande and watch people walk over the border. It's a good optic, I guess. But the reality of the situation is most of these people are coming over in the back of trucks and shit. You know what I mean? It's just not true that building a wall is going to stop all this.
And I think, I will say this, from a psychological standpoint, if we're going to use our media to build propaganda for like Ukraine and shit, mm-hmm. build Zelensky as a hero, why not put the media to work for this and say, hey, we're building a wall. It's dangerous. We got fucking drones. We got all this shit there. Don't come over to this country.
Yeah.
We got people lined up with machine guns at the border. Like, use it for that, if anything, because
I think we should, like, if you want to build the wall and maybe even electrify it, I'm fine with that. Make it 40 feet tall and electrified. Put some seismographs there so you can see underground and make sure people aren't tunneling under it and shit. And then, for the bodies of water, maybe throw some crocodiles in there. I don't know.
That'd be fun.
Like, fuck them.
Yeah.
Just stop breaking the law, asshole.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
Sorry it sucks in your country. Maybe have some fucking balls and fix your own fucking country instead of coming and polluting mine, asshole.
Next up, California is making medical misinformation illegal. A California bill designed to combat disinformation and misinformation on COVID-19 by medical professionals passed in the state Senate on Monday evening. The bill could see doctors and other medical professionals who spread COVID misinformation or disinformation face disciplinary action for unprofessional conduct from the Medical Board of California or the Osteopathic Medical Board of California.
Can we get some applause?
Yeah, we sure can. I'm feeling it today. I told you at the top of the show, dude. Feeling it today. Some days I'm on, some days I'm off. I feel on today. I feel good. Spry. Like I said at the beginning. Which could include having their state license suspended or revoked. The bill AB 2098, that's a lot. That's a mouthful there. It was introduced by Democratic State Assembly member Evan Lowe in February. The bill defines disinformation as a misinformation that the license deliberately disseminated with malicious intent or intent to mislead. What does that mean exactly, D'Anthony?
It describes misinformation as false information that is contradicted by contemporary scientific, contrary to the standard of care. So the science, right?
But who is the science?
It's whomever they decide it to be. These laws
That's
are
exactly
written,
what I thought.
These laws are written in vague ways on purpose. So a group called Physicians for Informed Consent filed a lawsuit earlier this month seeking an injunction against the Medical Board of California, citing First Amendment rights. The group said in a statement it wants to, quote, protect the free speech of all physicians in the state, and calls the bill's definition of the word misinformation, quote, hopelessly vague. Just to be clear, what we're seeing here is the state attempting to criminalize dissent in the medical community. Mm. That's what that is. And not just among the population, but amongst the professional experts who are there to inform the population, regardless of what the state might think. So criminalizing speech under any circumstances is problematic. But when you're attempting to force consensus in an unsettled science, that is dystopian.
I agree.
That is like these states that are in Canada. What made Jordan Peterson famous is they tried to pass a law that would compel people against misgendering, as they call it, or dead naming or whatever the fuck else. Like they passed a law that said it's illegal to do that stuff. And he told them to go fuck themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And rightly so, because that's the correct answer. The state doesn't have a monopoly on information or rightness or science for sure. I mean, this is the fucking dark ages. This is the fucking, the church and state working together to keep Galileo from saying that the earth is at the center of the fucking universe. It's happening all over again. Are you fucking kidding me?
And not only that, with this, who is the science? Like, who gets to make these decisions and why should we believe them?
Gavin Newsom.
Great.
Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
Those are the people.
And
right?
Those are the people you want, right?
Sure,
because they've been telling the truth the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time. While he was at French Laundry having a fucking $2,000 dinner, that's who I want to believe in. And I think that's what's happening in particular California with this shit. Like, fuck, dude. Do they change textbooks after that to reflect this? Because, you know, if you're looking at this, you know, 5 years from now, right? This is such a massive deal around the world that killed millions of people.
Sure.
This will be taught in schools.
Well, it wasn't, though. Right?
What wasn't?
So, like, the recent fucking studies that are coming out show that about 90% of people who died with COVID died with it and not from it, right?
Right.
So they were incidental deaths.
Right,
they died of heart disease or something else and happened to have COVID, and all of them got counted that way. That is not at all what happened over the last 2 years.
I agree, but that proves my point of when you teach this in schools, who's going to be the deciding factor of what goes into these textbooks and how this is thought about in history?
The state. And I don't mean California. I mean the state, like the government. The government of America will decide that. And this
federally or statewide?
It'll be a mixture of those two, sure, but it's... In either case, it's extremely dystopian. Like, this can't be how things work. It's not supposed to be. I mean, this is literally the dark ages. This is what's happening now. Like, you're being told by the state to ignore all the evidence and to suppress your own dissent, to self-censor. It's called manufacturing consent, right? You build all these social pressures. You censor people for saying stuff. You punish them, and in addition to the actual punishment, you create layers of social punishment, like people losing their jobs or losing their friends or being thought of as stupid or whatever the case is for simply having the temerity to question the state's messaging. Not good.
Not good at all.
And it also dovetails really nicely with the last story about the World Economic Forum, which we'll get to after this Drinking Bros.
Absolutely, because we got the Drinking Bros store. That really helps the show. Go to drinkingbros.com, click on the store, and they got pop that picture up, the new shit. Yeah, I like that. We're doing a live show Saturday in Knoxville, from right outside of Vol Navy, next to Calhoun's. If you want to come down from the Tennessee-Florida game, we will be there, probably setting up around 10 a.m. Reason I'm saying this is if you're out there and you want to buy one of those new white tees that we had yesterday, I was sent by a listener. You type in your section and it tells you what to wear color-wise as far as the checker goes for the orange and white. Ours came out as white yesterday, so I'm going to wear that white Drinking Bros t-shirt. They're available in the store. They're brand new. Those are awesome. It's got a nice established date on there. And we got a ton of new merch in the store all the way around. The hats are back in stock. I just got the new Flex Fit here. Love this because I got a huge head. And it's got snaps on the back. And that way it fools everybody. And people think, oh my God, he's wearing a normal snapback like the rest of us. No, dude. It's a Flex Fit on the inside, which is nice. And it makes me look like I'm a normal person. But really, I have a huge head. And these are some of the many items that you can buy in the store. And the beauty of it is 100% of the proceeds go to us and nowhere else.
Yeah, and if anything, we use the money to do weird shit and not help anybody at all.
At all.
Well, I refuse to help people.
Yeah, Dan hates helping people. Yeah, you know?
I won't do it.
Never been accused of that. If you go to Dan's house, actually, there's a sign that says, I'm not a sanctuary house. Yeah, this isn't a sanctuary.
Actually, what my doormat says is come back with a warrant.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Of course it does. Why would it not say that? Come on.
I did drive by your house the other day when I came to pick you up, and it said you had the all politicians are cunt sign outside.
That's right,
yeah. Are those available on the site?
Sure are, yeah.
Yeah, yard. Political season's coming up. Get your APAC sign.
Yep.
It's a hashtag APAC, and then it says it underneath, but yours is already out in the yard.
Yeah. We probably do need a repube shirt.
Oh, yeah, the old repube.
And maybe a panel shirt as well.
We had a repube shirt at one point, a long time ago. Mm. They sold out. I think we only made like 100 of them, but it's pretty funny. Last but not least here, actual. Oh, shit. We got another one here. But it's not just our republic that's dying, D'Anthony. It's our world. It's our world that's dying. A recent publication by the World Economic Forum finally admitted what we've been saying for years, that COVID-19 was a test to see how easy it is to fully control all of global society.
Mm-hmm. So there's an article, I believe it was, let me check. I think it was the 19th of September, actually.
Yeah.
This got published. 14th of September. So
I read this.
About 8 days ago, this got published. And what it says, it's called My Carbon, An Approach for Inclusive and Sustainable Cities, which is the gayest shit I've ever heard in my life. But let's move on. So what it says, this I'm quoting from the article now. So there have been significant developments in the last 5 to 7 years on social, environmental, and technology fronts that can help realize, quote, my carbon, end quote, initiatives for shaping the future towards smart and sustainable cities. So the My Carbon doctrine is this ESG shit where you get assigned personally an amount of carbon you're allowed to emit or use or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. Same with energy. And it also, they include a DIE or DEI, like diversity, whatever the fuck, and inclusion. I don't know what the fuck they're called. Excuse me. So the first point in their analysis is, and this is a bullet point, COVID-19 was the test of social responsibility. A huge number of unimaginable restrictions for public health were adopted by billions of citizens across the world. No, forced on, not adopted by. Mm-hmm. Very big difference there. There were numerous examples globally of maintaining social distancing, wearing masks, mass vaccinations, and acceptance of contact tracing applications for public health, which demonstrated the core of individual social responsibility. So they're reframing this dystopian horse shit, this authoritarian forced vaccination, shutting down people's businesses, developing technology to track their movements and shit like that as some kind of social responsibility measure. They're trying to redefine what it means to be socially responsible. And if that's not bad enough, here's the next one. This globalization that we've been talking about for the last fucking 10 years, really, is having the precise effect that we expected it would. A global police state. Right. So here's the second point that they make. Fourth industrial revolution technology breakthroughs. Advances in emerging technologies like AI, blockchain, and digitization can enable tracking personal carbon emissions, raise awareness, and also provide individual advisories on lower carbon and ethical choices for consumption of products and services, meaning how much energy you're allowed to use, how much food you're allowed to eat, and what. Right.
Which is already going on in some countries right now overseas.
These people are the fucking enemy, and they have to be destroyed. They have to be removed from the fucking planet, right? If our government had any sense at all, it would declare the WEF and the people who run it as enemies, like global terrorists, and fucking execute them on the spot. These people all have to die.
So when I read this article, the first thing I thought was why we still haven't gone after China for this at all. We kind of just accepted the WHO official who went over there, and they wouldn't let him inside the lab, and they were like, no, there's nothing to see here. Nothing happened here. If maybe we weren't in on it, because otherwise, how could you have a disease that just gets out around the world, kill 8 million people, sure, and everybody just kind of be magically cool with it, including our own government? Sure, I don't really get that.
Well, if you know, I think Sagar posted a recap the other day. Sagar and Yeti posted a recap the other day of the timeline of the lab leak theory, mm-hmm, and how it first became a theory, and then Fauci tried to shut it down, but then FOIA requests show his email traffic, which is back and forth between certain people trying to determine if, oh, did we fuck this up? And then some private conversations that happen that we don't have access to and things like that. I would recommend going to watch it. I think he posted it on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
you can just sort through his stuff and you can find it. Fauci, at least, and the NIH are 100% responsible for COVID, right? Like, they funded gain-of-function research. There's no question about that. And the prevailing theory is that the lab leak theory is the correct one, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's emails from other scientists to the NIH with him on it that say that COVID is inconsistent with natural evolution, right? That it was created.
Right.
And then he, immediately after that email, he emails somebody else that that had something to do with it, you know, trying to check on, oh, did we have something to do with this or whatever.
Right, right, right.
Like, come on, man. This is, of course we have stuff to do with it.
Well, do you think, let's say Republicans gain the House and Senate and all that stuff. No. Do they do a whole, you don't think so?
What makes you think that Republicans are better than Democrats?
I don't. But
so why would you assume these, like, Lindsey Graham is one of the ranking Republicans, right?
Right.
He is a fucking political operative. He's not a public servant. All of these people are political operatives, and their idea is that all these people are fucking stupid. You know what I mean? So we've got to tell them what to do. We have to tell them what to do. Otherwise, they'll all die.
So you don't think that in any way they'll go after this and try to get to the root of the problem? And the reason I ask this, I saw Fauci getting grilled by Rand Paul the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe after this is all said and done, they'll drag him back in like he said he would after the Republicans win the House, mm-hmm, and really go through all of his shit.
Not one fucking prayer.
Okay.
Nope.
Because you think they wanted to know the answer too?
I don't think anybody really wants to know the answer, because then they're going to be responsible. So let's say you're a Republican. Let's say you're an establishment Republican senator and you want to hold hearings on this, and you can establish that the U.S. government was complicit not only in the development of COVID, but in its unintentional release. It does still seem like the releases was unintentional, but then used it as a test market, because there's like this WEF thing admitting that their plan the whole time was to use this as a test bed to see how much they can manipulate people, right? Now, all this stuff comes out in public and it's in black and white now. What responsibility does someone like Kevin McCarthy or Mitch McConnell have to deal with that problem? What do you do about that? Because my solution would be to fucking dissolve the entire United States government and start all over, right? Because all of these people are fucking corrupt.
Or would that force you into a war with China if you actually knew the answer? And that's why we're just as
complicit as China was. They may have been doing the research, but we fucking paid for it and asked for it. You know what I mean? Like, if you order the shit and they make it, how the fuck are we going to just blame them?
Right.
It's not just China that did this shit.
So you think the U.S. was involved?
It's not what I think. The NIH funded gain-of-function research on SARS-CoV and China. That's not up for debate anymore. That happened.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I'm asking because I don't fucking know, by the way. So, Jeep and Justin said to help cover, he threw a 20, said to help cover the list AdSense revenue.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it, because they'll definitely demonetize.
Yeah, we're not. For a number of fucking reasons, exactly. We're not getting paid for this one.
Who cares? Now's the point in the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. I'm actually going to give this to Bob. Bob, congratulations on closing on a house. It is a big deal. There's a lot of people who post. We have a main Drinking Bros page that is m.a.i.n. We had a real Drinking Bros page. It got zucked. We had 120,000. It's a private group. Anybody can join. Just don't be a cunt. That's the only rule there is. And I think it's back up to maybe 20,000 now at this point. And I see a lot of photos in there of people posting about owning a house and closing on a house and everything else. No matter how big or small the house is, or wherever you are in the United States, it is a big deal in my opinion, and it should be celebrated. So congratulations to you, Bob, and your new house. And good luck moving in tomorrow.
One of the most important things you can do in the middle class is buy homes, mm-hmm, buy property.
Yes. And no matter what a recession we're in or whatever, that property, it'll be worth some later on down the road. And,
it's something to worry about. We're not going to sell it in a year or two.
100%.
But even if you, I mean, like, all these things are, unless society collapses, then it doesn't matter anyways, right? But like, these things are cyclical. you want to, if you do, if you did end up having to pay a higher interest rate and you bought a house in the last year or two, or you're going to buy one in the next year, the smart thing to do is to pay more on your mortgage, like pay over your mortgage. So you're paying into the principal, which means you have more equity in your home and you will be able to refinance at an earlier date. So when the rates come back down, yep. you'll be able to refinance. Yes. Like that's a smart move. Yep.
More paying your mortgage ain't paying rent.
No,
exactly.
Like it's a huge fucking difference.
Like
huge difference.
You're basically putting money in the bank every time you pay your mortgage.
Yes. Literally. Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, dude, it's
especially if you pay over any dollar amount over the minimum you pay on your mortgage, that's literally going right towards the principal. That's money that you're just putting in a savings account.
Yeah.
So. I pay more in rent so I can grind harder.
Is that Gary Vee?
Play on expert mode. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
But congratulations, cheers. Appreciate it. I've seen a lot of people in the Drinking Bros main page posting pictures of their houses and everything. It is still a big deal to this day. And congratulations to Bob.
Have you sold your place yet?
Yes, it is under contract.
Nice.
So after I close next month, I will praise this realtor for all that she's worth. And I'll say this, you know her. The world, a lot of people in the United States know her. It's a fun one. You'll like it. You'll like it a lot. And I'll be amped to talk about it. So supposed to, I think, October 17th. So if I'm super, super hungover on the 18th, you'll know why. You'll definitely know why on that one. Because we did buy a new house and we were in between. And that's real fucking hard, dude. Carrying two mortgages fucking sucks. But yeah, cheers, Bob, and cheers to everybody at home. Join us if you're in Knoxville, Tennessee on Saturday. Again, we'll be doing a live show next to Vol Navy down there in Calhoun's. And there is free, endless hard AF seltzers, so come get trash with us there and celebrate life in college football. Damn it. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.